Yo, 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 what's up? It is your girl, Ruby Jew. What's up? I'm so glad you came and stopped by to listen to this episode. I appreciate you. Before you move further, please make sure you are following Ruby Jew Radio on Facebook and Instagram at Ruby Jew Radio. Go ahead and get into this episode. We was live. We was in color. We was in full effect. We have the good interviews, the juiciest celebrity gossip, the real life topics, and we're also here to inspire you to do great in life. Don't forget to check out Ruby Jew website at RubyJewLLC.org. That is Ruby Jew Variety Shop. Once again, that is RubyJewLLC.org. Ruby Jew Variety Shop is a shop where I sell a variety of items because I may just have what you need. Don't forget to grab your favorite cocktail and come chill with your girl. Also, don't forget to check out Mellow Sauce. Because guess what? Remember, they got the drip, but I got the motherfucking sauce. Mellow Sauce is a sweet and spicy sauce that goes on any and everything. Make sure you check us out on Instagram and Facebook at MELLOWSSAUCE93. Again, that is MELLOWSSAUCE93, baby. Get your sauce today. Go ahead and order. Go ahead and get into this episode of Ruby Jew Radio. Get into my new single, Crush Thing. And baby, I will catch you later. Because remember, life is too short. So have fun some of the time. She owns a children's boutique. I ain't gonna talk too much. I'm gonna let her get into it. She's by way of Richmond, Virginia. Shout out to Virginia in the building. Where's my motherfucking bell? Let me ring. I know I gotta ring the motherfucking bell. You know, it's not a show. If the bell don't get rang, then you know the show went shit, okay? So, we're gonna let Miss Kayla get into, you know, her tea, and we're gonna talk about some things, and I'm gonna shut the hell up talking. Miss Kayla, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi everyone, my name is Kayla. I am the CEO of Titans and Tiaras. As Ruby Jew said, I am out of Richmond, Virginia, RVA stand up. So I am out here slanging the baby clothes. So I have newborns to size 6, so I cover the babies and the toddlers. I do have Mommy and Me, so if you ever want to style with your mini, I am definitely the one to come and see. So, Ruby Jew, thanks for having me, and I'm super excited to talk.
Yes, girl, thank you for coming on, and thank you for showing up, because some of these Negroes definitely don't show up to the party, but their loss, not mine. Okay, so I have a daughter, and I'm a bigger girl. You know, I'm a little on the meaty side. You know, they say real men like meat on their bones. I'm a little meaty. So, with that being said, do you have anything for the plus size girls that want to match with their daughter?
Yeah, so we do go up to, I want to say 3X, really, when it comes to the matching set. So, of course, it's better if you're able to try it on, because that way, you know, you'll be able to get a feel, because it's really about your comfort. You know, okay, it might be a 2X, 3X that looks like it'll fit, because I know for me, I'm meaty too, baby. I'm thick. So it's certain things that I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be able to fit this, and then when you put it on, then, you know, your titty's kind of doing too much, or your booty doing too much, and you'd be like, oh yeah, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, this ain't gonna work, child. This ain't
right. So it definitely just depends. But yes, we definitely have the options available so that you can at least try it on. I usually do allow returns as long as, you know, you're able to try it on. And then if it doesn't work, you know, we can arrange for you to get it back. But the worst thing ever is like 2 months, 3 months later, somebody would be like, oh, well, it didn't fit, so can I exchange it? And I'm like, baby, you could have lost and gained weight within 2 months. So no, you can't exchange
it. Yeah.
Like, so, you're trying it.
But you know, in the clothing industry, that whole exchange store credit shit, some people don't shop with certain people because of that, you know, refund. But I, for business purposes, on the business, see, the thing is, girl, it is so much stuff that go into a business, especially when you're a small. I'm gonna stop calling somebody said stop calling yourself a small business, because you're what you say you're jinxing yourself, or you're never. Girl, I'm a small business. I ain't got no goddamn 1,000 people over here working for me in the warehouse.
Right.
So I'm a small business.
But what you need to speak on it being a larger business. So it's going to be a business one day. Yes, that's definitely it.
We can do that. We can say that. So
manifest it.
Right. Let's ring the bell on that one. Okay. So what I'm saying, so let me get back to my point. So a lot of people are, you know, saying that they don't want to shop with like small quote unquote small business because of the no exchange or refund policy. But as a small business, you know what I'm saying? First of all, your money, your funds is limited. You're taking personal funds and put into the business until you start learning about, you know, how to financially grow your business. And now I'm learning like how people do things. I'm like, okay, I see how they got all these different businesses. Anyway, so, you know, so you don't really have not even financially, it could be other stuff, but your resources are limited. So you really don't have the resources to be like refunding and exchange to everybody and cater to everybody needs. That's why you make the rules, you have the website, this, that, and third. But you just have some people that just don't get it. Excuse me. And like, as they say, one bad apple, you know what I'm saying, can spoil the bunch. You might have 1,000 goddamn good reviews. One bad motherfucker. Oh, I ain't shopping. See, that's why I don't shop with black people. That's why I don't shop with black business. And so, but you got to cover your ass with the clothing because, okay, say for instance, like you said, you may have gained or lost weight within the month or two. Say for instance, I buy something for me and my daughter, you know, she's a size, you know, kids grow fast. You know, women, we gain weight. Just like we wide, you know, 285 is a interstate here in Atlanta, Georgia, but it's wide. So we said she wide at that, all out 285. So and so, you know, you may get wide, or you may trim down, or you may not have too much bread or something in the last month. You probably was saving that outfit for, you know what I'm saying, for a photo shoot. But then here's where the customer liability come in, because everybody has responsibility. Everybody's liable for should be liable for their own action. I hope I'm saying that right. But you responsible. This is what because the responsibility falls off the business owner. Once you purchase it, and I give you that top-notch service that I tell you that I provide for you, that I give you that top-notch service that matches my Google reviews and my Google verification, and I give you that window of refund and exchange, and you let that pass by, that's all for me. That's on you. So how you gaining 2 pounds because you ate that bread at Chandra's wedding that you knew you weren't supposed to eat at Chandra's wedding, how that got something to do with me?
Exactly. You knew that photo shoot was coming, so you was acting up.
Okay. So that's what I mean by this is, and this is, I like having talks with black business on it. And I'm telling you, girl, I'm going to put something together. I have a real big plan for Ruby G Radio. Like, I'm going to put something together and I want to have these panels maybe once a year, twice a year. I'm going to start off small first. We're going to do a panel this year. We're going to start off small. And I want to start having people come from all over and join this panel. And we're going to talk about black business. We're going to talk about all different issues that are in the black community. Yeah. I know people overseas listen to my podcast and white people, everybody. You know, I have a lot of people, I have an international audience. So, but a lot of people are interested in these issues because they want to understand us as well, because we get painted as these people and then you get to know us. I'm like, well, damn, these people ain't like that. Well, I want to know. So everybody wants to know about the black issue. Even the non-black people want to know about the black issues. Everybody want to speak on the black issues. So I want to be that person to bring that voice to people who have small platforms like me or you to be able to open it, you know, be able to basically be y'all voice and we talk about these issues, and these are some things that I want to talk about. And I know a lot of people are like, what's other issues, humanitarian issues going on in the world? Baby, listen, I'm sorry that Fum Fum is in Africa starving, but baby, I can't get to him. I can only focus on what's going on over here.
We gotta focus at home first, and then we can branch off once we meet.
Okay, and just like you got feed the hungry over there, we got feed the hungry over here too. It's a lot of niggas and bitches and women and children that are hungry as fuck in this country. Starving for all kind of shit. They starving for attention, love, sex, food. We're starving for all kind of shit.
Yes, okay. Likes on Instagram, all that.
Okay, so not to downplay anything, you know what I'm saying, that's sad that, and you know, the TV will paint, you know, the Africa don't even look like how the TV paint. Africa is a beautiful continent. I don't know why the people paint the picture like that, but anyway, but you know, I can't go off just like they can't wait to get to America. I can't wait to get to Africa. I can't go off, you know what I'm saying, what I see on TV. So I don't know the picture that they paint, you know what I'm saying, but I can't focus on that, and that's one of the things that kill me with these celebrities. They be so quick to go overseas. Girl, focus right here.
Right, it's a lot of people that need your help right here.
Right here, in your own city, in your own town. And I understand why.
Especially being in Atlanta, you've got a lot of heavy hitters out there.
Child, they own thing. They hitters, they just they ain't heavy. We gonna believe the hitter. Oh, they ain't heavy. They may be hitters, they ain't heavy though, and they may be hitters, but they ain't heavy. So we gonna leave that. We gonna leave the hit part on, take the heavy off. But I believe this. But you know, I believe in that. It's always everything happens. This all this stuff that's going on now has already happened in history before. History repeats itself 1,000 times more. It's mm-hmm. the sun goes, the world goes around. Sun goes around in a circle. So, you know, just like them people got through it, through the Spanish flu and all this stuff, we're gonna get through this stuff. And whoever died off was probably meant to die off. Things are the world has. And I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna get back to my point because this is relevant to my point. You saying heavy hitter, but we had heavy hitters back then, and they didn't. Cause you gotta think about it. Everything we do right now is for the latter generation.
Right.
So whatever path or seed we plant right now, that's gonna follow. Harriet Tubman wanted us to be free. She wanted us to follow this path. She made a path. She said a way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? She was raw with her shit. It was scary. She didn't know what the fuck was ahead, but she knew. Like, I don't give a damn if I do die doing this shit. Lord, I wanted my freedom. At least I tried. Right. And so she set that pathway. So you had a lot of people that followed behind her. Martin Luther King, he didn't know what he didn't know he was gone. He didn't know what's going on. He just know he wanted people to come together. And it was, you know, he didn't want all this glorified stuff we're doing. He just wanted what was humanitarian. Well, I'm gonna say humanly. I don't care. Y'all probably like, what the hell? Y'all know I talk country. Humanly, right. He wanted everybody to look at each other equal. He died behind that shit. Okay, right. So he set a path. It's many more Martin Luther Kings, Nipsey Hussle, one of the Supreme Community. It's many more Nipsey Hussles. So you gotta understand what, however we set the tone for today's time, is gonna be the tone 30 and 40 years from now. Your grandchildren growing up, your great great grandkids growing up. You know what I'm saying? So when you say heavy hitters, baby, like I say, they hitters, but they ain't heavy. And what I mean by that is they're setting the tone, like, get money, leave your neighborhood, fuck everybody, you don't need no help. But baby, somebody helped you step to the next level and step to that step, and you went up that step and went up that ladder, met that person, and then boom, you got to the top where you was at.
Right.
When you get to the top,
they're gonna be a little bit selfish because they, you know, they setting the tone to make it seem like, look, I'm by myself, and once I make it, I'm leaving everybody behind. So now the new generation are going to be like, look, I'm going to have to get it how I can, and I'm going to leave everybody behind. So
right.
You know what I mean?
So that leaves people to do what? Die off. Because if I get to the top of the mountain and I don't reach down and goddamn either hand you some cheese or grab you up, then you're going to die off at the bottom of the mountain when the volcano comes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, ain't nobody really out here. And not saying that things need to be up in the forefront and publicized and all that stuff, but people do things just like, you know, I said we don't talk about religion, but it's gonna use this as an example. Just like people use the Bible for their own benefit, people use people and people situations for their own benefit to call it what they got going on. They don't want to use the truth. So yeah, it's a lot of heavy hitters here in Atlanta. You know, they do this and do that, but they're not setting the tone. They're selfishly thinking. But baby, that lets me know you don't know your purpose. Because when you know your purpose in life, you don't selfishly think.
Right, and it's automatically that you're helping people. It's
right.
On accident.
Right, it's on accident.
So much.
Right. So at the end of the day, even if, you know what I'm saying, like, say me, for instance, I realized I had an epiphany the other night doing Uber, and I realized my purpose. I've been wondering all this time. I do the same shit every year. Help somebody, they fuck me up. And I'm like, why did I do that? I ain't helping this man. Turn back around, do the same shit. Help somebody else, do this, that, and third. I ain't doing it. And my spirit fucked me and said, know your purpose. So if you know your purpose, you'll change your mindset. And when a motherfucker do fuck you up, you won't get upset. But just know that, just know that the universe and God, whatever you believe, is going to always take care of you for providing that source to the land.
Right.
See, it's not about us. It's about replenishing things. Certain people will never be a business owner. Some people are creators. Some people will never go work for themselves. But you have to, when you running a business, you being a business owner and you getting into things like handling people and doing this, you got to understand you're setting the tone. When you rude as fuck to a motherfucking and you run the business, or you scam the shit out of somebody, you're setting a tone that may end up coming and bite you in your ass through another way.
Right.
So,
and that's always what you got to keep in mind. Anybody that's wilding and doing anything, they don't believe in karma. They don't believe in anything bad will happen to them. And the next thing you know, a year later, 2 years later, when something crazy happened, they want to be boo boo the fool. No, that's that karma. It took some time, but I got you.
Yes. And I truly believe that people are put here, different businesses and different things are put here to help the world keep creating. Imagine if everybody stopped creating, this world would go to trash. We all got to talking about burning hell. This shit would be on fire. So, you know, and this is why I want to create this platform for Black people, for Black business and Black people. You know, let me be your voice. You know, because I do. A lot of people don't like to talk. I do the talking. Let me introduce you to some folks. How about right. that? Let me introduce you to some people. Okay, and then you can talk for yourself. But when you said something about the 2 months, the situation where the 2 months later you done gained and lost weight, and this, that, you said that, it really kind of like triggered something, because everybody in business has account. You need to be accountable for their actions, the cut from the top of the transaction to the middle to the end, even afterwards. Everybody has responsibilities, and I have to remember that sometimes. People can get, I'm a human. I'm not bubbly all the time. I get irritated. But I'm not gonna convey that to my customers. Not the fact that you spend money with me. It's about my reputation. You know what I'm saying? So, honestly, I feel like, I don't know what your exchange policy is, but how do you feel about the current situation where people are saying, If it's a no exchange, no refund policy, honey, I ain't shopping there. And then with Clark, you probably don't know Clark Howard. Of course you don't know Clark. I don't know if you know Clark Howard, but he's like a really big like consumer report guy. Like he do the secret shopping, and he's like really huge for that. And he be telling people like if they got a no refund and no exchange policy, don't shop with them. How do you feel about that? Me being in no refund, no exchange policy business because of the materials that I sell. I sell jewelry, and I sell purses. Baby, it's the panoramic. Okay, we're not exchanging anything. If it's unopened and you didn't want it, you want to send it back, that's fine. We can do that refund, the store credit, whatever. But if you don't open it, wore, and then you decide that you ain't want to wear it because it didn't match your outfit, baby, that jewelry is on you.
Right.
That's why I'm glad that PayPal and all these businesses got this thing where you can just, y'all can go back and forth. It's like a virtual silver case, basically.
Right. I did see that.
Mm-hmm. And that way you can show your proof and this, that, and the third. And this, and you know, once you make your rules for your business, it's part of your business, but you got to stand firm on that shit. I see a lot of business owners, a lot of new people who are new to business, don't stand firm on their word. And when you don't stay firm on your word and you operate, if you vibrate and operate in a low vibrational space when you first start business, that's how your ass gonna operate from the rest of the time being. So if somebody can negotiate you, okay, look, I thought you said it was 25. No, it's 35 and it's 45 for us. Girl, I can get this kind of this time. You do that every time, baby, you'll never make no damn money.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they always gonna be looking for, is a discount sale, which is why I don't be running discounts and sales all the time. Because I know people that one discount. Oh, 10% off Martin Luther King Day, 20% off Tuesday flash sale, 30% off. I'm not doing all that because then you're going to look at me and say, okay, well, I'm going to just wait for her next sale to come out for me to shop. No, I want you to shop always. I want you to shop whenever. So okay. I'm definitely not that business to be running sales. But when it comes to, you know, the way that people are feeling about the exchange and the returns and things like that, I definitely understand where they're coming from because, you know, you want to, like, just like you got jewelry, you know, I got clothing. And like you said, kids grow. You know, so some kids' arms are longer, some kids' legs are longer. So that's why I allow, if you go ahead and get it, you try it on, you say, oh, shoot, you know, their arms are a little long. You know, they're in a 93rd percentile. So I'm like, okay, I get it. But I feel like people are kind of playing in your face if you wait 2 months. You know, because even in the example that you said, like, oh, I've been eating a little bit and I had a photo shoot in 2 months. When you get it, you understand my return policy, so that's when you try it on to see if you could fit it or not. So if you're thinking in your head, okay, yeah, this is 2 months, I haven't eaten a little heavy, order a size up. Or if you know for a fact you're in the gym heavy, you're in the gym every single day, order a size down. Because in 2 months, you're going to be in a different space.
Yeah,
so
a lot can happen.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the point that I always make to my followers and to my shoppers is, you know, I'm here for you. I'm definitely flexible. As a small business owner, I do want you to have the best experience so that, of course, you can tell other people about it and you know, you could help me build. But at the same time, you're not going to play in my face. So, you know, you got to meet me in the middle, too. I can't provide everything for you. So I allow that, knowing that other businesses are the no refund. I know people are like, once it's shipped off, that's it. But when you have Fashion Nova, when you have Target, when you have Burlington, you're able to, of course, return it. Like, you know, for Amazon, you can return it a whole 2 months later and it'll be perfectly fine. So with that being said, I try to be flexible, but at the same time, don't try to order something and then you talking about, oh, I can't fit it 2 months later. I mean, come on now, you know, I gotta run my business too.
Yeah. So I heard this person say, please stop comparing me to Amazon and all these other big corporations that have the help and assistance and resources to provide you with the, you know, to accommodate you.
Right.
Everybody, they started off small. You know, Amazon started off in his garage. He had shit every day, but that goddamn garage looked crazy. He had a sign that said Amazon.com up there. And then look at it. But it takes time to build that. So, excuse me, I heard somebody on TikTok saying, don't compare me to a larger business. Don't tell me, well, Amazon will do this and you ain't do that. I'm not, that's not who I am. Number one, I'm a creator. I create things, I make things. So when things go wrong and I have to take time to redo it, I don't have a machine over there doing it for me. I have to sit down and redo that stuff myself. So when I'm asking you for, when I'm up front asking your shop and I'm and asking you these questions to help accommodate you and ask you, are you satisfied within the 7-day business period? Then, you know, you, and then you say, yeah, I am. And then you wait 2 months later. It's called buyer's remorse. And a lot of companies don't honor buyer's remorse. Mm-hmm. And basically saying, like, don't compare me to a big corporation. I'm a small business. I run on a smaller scale. You know what I'm saying? So you're right. I can't get your package out of you in 2 days because I don't have a fleet of vans and this and third. So he basically saying, you compare me to a bigger business. If even what you thinking like that, I don't even want you shopping with me because that means you don't even have no real, he said, I guess he was trying to say you don't have no compassion for somebody that's just who's trying to get to that level. People ought to make right. think, people ought to make think when you start a business that you got all these people and all this stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And no, a business doesn't. People got the wrong misconception of business. That's not what business is. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that, but then at the same time, it's like you are still expected to hold yourself to a certain standard. So, for example, you know, if I'm shopping with you and you never get back to me, you know, regardless of if it's Amazon, Burlington, Titans and Tiaras, Ruby Jew Radio, you should still be able to respond to a customer's inquiry regardless. So yes, we're not big, which, you know, I definitely understand that because, of course, we have everything to do ourselves, marketing, packaging, this, that, and other. That's all us. But I personally take pride in my customer service and, you know, letting them communicate with my customers, basically. You know, if they say, oh, I need this by Friday, am I able to get it out by Friday? Is it Tuesday and I can do a 2-day, 3-day shipping? I'll let them know that. But if I know for a fact, based on COVID, based on this, based on that, it's not going to get there, I'm going to communicate and let them know, hey, to be honest, I don't know if it'll get there at that time. So I'm going to try my best. And, you know, if it doesn't, I do apologize. But I think when it comes to small businesses, you know, they also kind of just do their own thing. And I don't, you know, that's one thing that I don't like, which is why people say, oh, I don't mess with small Black businesses. And I get that because I have experienced different situations where, you know, I'm messaging them, they're not messaging back, or they're getting rude in the comments, or, oh, okay, yeah, I'll mail it when I can. You know, things like that, that just doesn't do it for me, small business or big business, because I'm still spending my money, you know what I'm saying, to support you and what you're doing. So the least I ask is for you to respect me and for you to communicate with me.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. But I do, I'm on the scale of, I'm not Amazon, this ain't Claire's, baby. Okay, so I'm gonna do my part to keep my standard up. But as a customer, you know, I know they say, I always say the customer right, but as a customer, I feel like you should, I ain't gonna say feel like you should, but as a customer, I guess, you know, I don't know if it's just me or if somebody else is feeling like this, but I don't want customers, I want clientele, which means I want people that enjoy shopping me, that love shopping me, that want to shop me all the time, repeat clientele. I don't want customers. Customers are just, it's the one time pay, they come and they go. Mm-hmm. I want clientele. I want somebody that genuinely love my stuff and genuinely understand me, and I can actually genuinely communicate with you, and you know, and we working together, you're my client. So if you need, you say, right, hey Ruby, how much it costs if you want to, if you go search this for me, I'll pay, you know what I'm saying. I guess I want people, I want to, how can I put this, I want people to shop with me that love to shop with me. I don't want people to shop with me just because it's a convenience, or they seen I had a sale, or girl, I just seen, I thought it was cute, I just wanted to shop. Like, girl, you ain't, I don't want to shop, I don't want those type of people. And my target audience, mm-hmm, who I thought was my target audience, really is not my target audience. Some, you know, as you grow, you learn that. But yeah. I want clientele. Clientele is what's going to get you paid. A clientele is going to buy that house. A customer is going to pay a bill. Okay.
Right. Okay. So, Yes, that's true. What a clientele. I need some clientele.
Okay. And so I built a little clientele. I do have repeat customers. I do have repeat customers, repeat ladies that shop with me and stuff like that. But I'm learning now to build, I'm learning about different ways to build business, to become an Amazon, or to become a, you know what I'm saying, you get in debt so you don't have to go in debt. Hallelujah. Rich dad, poor dad. Right. Okay.
That's so, the one.
Okay, so it's like I'm learning, but you know, these things are not accessible to us as colors. You know, we don't get this information. We got to go through some shit and then we know some shit.
Exactly. So, and that's why your info will be so important once you you know, launch that, because it's so many people that's actually scared to even take that step to become an entrepreneur because, you know, parents or family members are saying, oh, what's the point of doing that? Why are you trying to waste your time doing that? Like, that was my story. You know, my mom was like, well, you're just trying to do too much, you know, why are you trying to do that? But then it turns out she's the main one, you know, a year and a half down the line that's doing a lot of shopping with me. So, you know, you just gotta really motivate those people, mm-hmm, that are scared and that are like, oh, you know, ain't nobody gonna support me. Like, I was in a Chick-fil-A line and I was giving out my business card. I was like, yeah, y'all come shop with me, come shop with me. She was like, girl, I got lashes, but... I was like, but what? She was like, but... I don't know. I don't make no money. I said, girl, if you don't do what I'm doing and give out them business cards and give some samples to some influencers and stop playing...
Okay? Don't focus people on the money.
Right.
When you focus on the money, you fuck up.
Right. Do it because you love it. Do it because you know somebody needs it.
Yep.
and you will end up getting so far. And she was like, okay. And I was like, follow me on Instagram. I'll shout you out. I was like, it's really that simple. I was like, just put yourself out there. And the people that's supposed to feel you is going to feel you.
Right. Everybody ain't for you.
Exactly. Your target audience is never everybody.
Yep. And then if everybody was for you, you'll be a big ass trash dump. Because so many people that's out here, they got some trashy ass spirits. Look good. As my mom say, a dressed up garbage can. Look good, smell good, but ain't got shit going on. Okay. But yeah, before we get out of here, I want to ask you a question. We didn't get a chance to get into the celebrity gossip because I usually talk about celebrity gossip. We usually get into, but we was more on the, and we do business. We on more on a business tip. So I try to make the, when I do interviews with my business owners, I try to make it more relatable for us to business tip. We want to talk about business because we don't get enough of that. And I'm going to keep trying. Somebody was like, black people always saying the same thing when it comes to black business. And I'm going to keep talking about it until you do something about it. Once you do something about it, I shut the hell up. Okay. Anyway, but number one, what made you start this business? What made you want to go into this business that you're in?
The current business, I love kids. I love seeing kids happy. And I know for a fact I did not want to work for anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. I was definitely one of those people that was like, hey, you got another job. Girl, where you work at now? Because I just knew I was in a space where I'm like, the ethics is not right. The energy's not right. You got me sweeping. I'm not getting nothing out of this. So I did research. I was like, what businesses can you start? What businesses will make me happy? And of course, it was seeing babies and kids and, toddlers who are excited with their fashion and excited with their life. So it started off with a thought, and then I ended up getting it started. I want to say a year and a half later, I was just praying on it and thinking about it. I was like, I can't get this. I'm not going to get this done. This ain't for me, but, I really had to take that leap of faith. And here I am now, almost 2 years
there. A leap of faith, baby. You can't see it, but you got to take it.
You got to take it.
Yep, you never know what's ahead. Well, I'm not going to hold you long, okay? I appreciate you coming through here and dropping those gems. It was a great conversation. I'm going to say it wasn't really an interview, it was a conversation.
Yeah.
So I should change it to conversations with Ruby instead of interviews with Ruby. But
it was definitely a vibe.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming through. Drop your Instagrams. Let us know we can find you. Where we can find you at. Let us know. Drop the Instagram, the Facebook, the website.
Yes. So it's gonna be Titans and Tiaras on everything. So TITANS as in a little warrior. And A-N-D, and then Tiaras, like the tiara that the girls wear on their head, Titans and Tiaras. So it's Titans and Tiaras on Facebook, Titans and Tiaras on Instagram, and then the website is www.titansandtiaras.com. So definitely come shop. If you have any questions, I am very responsive on all social media platforms, so please feel free to reach out. Customer service is 10 out of 10. And I would love to hear from y'all. So thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. So Titans and Tiaras. So the Titan part is the mother and the Tiara is the daughter?
So Titans is the boys and then Tiaras is the girls.
Okay.
Yeah. So boys and girls, newborn to size 6.
Okay. Great. Well, let's ring the bell. It's Kayla Wright. Thank you so much for being a part of Ruby G Radio. As always, guys, you know how we end this shit. It's been nice and fun, but your girl gotta run. Life is too short. Have fun some of the time. Ain't shit all good when your ass is all broke. So keep some money in your pocket. The most expensive thing is a closed mind, so always keep your shit open. Okay, remember to always, always, always tell the truth, even when no one is listening, because somebody hear your ass, okay? And if you don't remember anything we said or did in this live recording on this good Saturday, remember that weak people revenge, strong people forgive, intelligent people ignore. Figure out what person you are, and we are out. Until next time, America. Bye. Oh, y'all know I forgot to tell y'all. Follow me, but don't unfollow me at Ruby Jew Radio, okay? But we'll see y'all, a little later. Peace.
Say this shit, should I let it pass me by?
my phone to see if anybody called me. Decided to go through your Facebook page, checking on your status, cause I ain't seen you lately. Your sexy style and your unique physique got me in my feelings, yeah, got me so weak. Wanna hit your inbox, but I know I ain't ready. Wanna tell you how I feel, but she's staring back at me. Damn, this my chance to shoot my shot.
If I don't, I might ever get another shot.
Been waiting on this chance that's right here in front of me. Should I take my chance? Yeah.